23. We're at the Ashley Martin's episode. That is how old I am.
You're old.
Yeah, just give me a cane and I'll start walking around. Yeah, but anyway, we're here and we're still in quarantine, as many of you are, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. We're all in this. We're all in this together. Once we know who we are.
Did anybody else start doing the High School Musical dance? Just me? Okay. But yeah, so we're here. And we're still recording, trying to make life a little bit sweeter.
Yep.
And thanks for sticking around with us for 23 amazing episodes.
It's been so long now.
I know. We're almost at like a half a year. We're so old as a podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she seems excited because she's yawning.
Sorry. Once I get started, I can't stop.
That's okay. But anyway, so life update. Hi, it's me. I'm in quarantine. I'll be at home for a good bit. I've been trying to work out during lunchtime. Uh-huh. And I've been doing a lot of body weight exercises. And let me tell you, I am out of shape. But I hope to emerge from this with a six pack. Maybe not from all the ice cream I've been eating.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I hope to emerge from this feeling way better about myself. Uh-huh. And I don't know. That's about that.
No, I mean, I agree with you. It's just like, I feel like either people are going to come out with a six pack or a six pack from hibernation. Like, there's no in between. It's like they're either going to work out a ton and really be good or not.
Yeah, wah, wah, wah. So, anyway, what about you? How's quarantine life treating you?
It's good. You know, I have my office set up at home. I get to work with my cat all day.
Do you get any work done?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I like looking at my cat.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know where he is. But I got him a leash, so I've taken him outside a few times.
So, will he go on an actual walk with you?
No. He walks out, he stays out there for like 2 or 3 minutes and then wants to come back inside.
Oh.
Yeah. So we just gotta get used to it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
He's probably like, it's too nice out here. I can't see the light.
We think it's like sensory overload. And he's like,
and then, have any of your other cats like been outside?
When they escape.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, it's a scary world out here. I gotta go back.
A lot of the times they like go and hide or they run. So eventually you find them. I think they're like under the porch a lot of the times or in the garage.
I feel like you said, it's sensory overload. So they're like, I can't deal with this. Ah.
Yeah, there's so many scents and smells and noises. They're like, I don't know what's going on. Especially like when there's trucks or cars coming. My cat was freaking out a little bit.
Aw, poor baby.
I know.
Yeah, it's a scary world out there, especially now with the corona. We don't know what's happening.
Aye, corona.
Woo!
All stock markets crashing.
It's fine, but you best believe I'll be starting to invest.
Start to buy more.
Woo! All right, podcast update. Helen and I went out on a photo shoot today.
Uh-huh.
We went to some barn that Helen's sister drove us to.
Uh-huh.
And, like, this was just found from just regular driving around.
Right.
And we took some pictures. Some came out cute. Other ones came out
really bad.
Yeah. But it's fine. Hannah's going to make us look great.
Ugh.
Hannah, make us look good.
Edit my double chin. Take that whole thing out.
Oh, please. You don't have one.
Yeah, I do. We can't get rid of it in our family. It's like you're born with it. You can't get rid of it no matter how small you are.
Jeez, it's kind of like the Martins family with their pouch. We can't get rid of it. No matter how much we try, it'll stay.
See, that's like us with the double chins. Kate can't get rid of hers, and she's like super small.
Yeah, and she's like, what, the 23rd best in her event in track in the country?
Yeah.
Yikes.
There's no hope.
It's genetics. What can we say? So expect some fresh new content from us. And yeah, we're trying to work on the podcast a little bit more now that we're in quarantine. I'm really trying to get Helen to do a spinoff podcast with me. We'll see if that happens. please, 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 please.
Yeah, I don't know what we're talking about, but we're doing it.
I think it should be like a tell-all.
With what, our lives?
Yeah.
No, no.
Okay. Well, it's still in the works, but maybe we'll have to do a spin-off.
I still want
to
do it, but we're fine.
So, yeah, so that's a thing. And, yeah, I don't know if we have any other updates. We still have the Redbubble stickers out. That's not going away. The Bachelor's done, but, you know, once we get more of a bite with our Patreon account, then maybe we'll actually start putting content up there. But for now, we're kind of taking that on the back burner since we're waiting for a different show or something else to talk about to come on.
Or The Bachelorette, and she is now 38 years old, I want to say.
However, they postponed the filming of The Bachelorette because of the corona.
What? No
for
way.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So now God knows when that's going to come out. Oh. Helen has corona.
Enough.
Just kidding. She's just blowing her nose. Like, and that's the problem too. It's allergy season.
I think mine's allergies because mine acts up like yours, you know.
Yeah, like I wake up in the morning and I can't breathe. And I'm like, I know for sure I'm not sick. It's literally just because I have allergies and it's springtime.
My nose is like dry and stuff. So that's
jeez.
This way. I'm okay, I swear.
It's fine. Everything is fine.
I know. Well, I had makeup on today for a photo shoot, and I took it off, and I got freaking soap in my eyes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. First of all, can we talk about how Helen's like, I'm going to put on some makeup? And I'm like, oh, okay, sure. And I didn't think it was going to be that much. Granted, I just don't put on a lot of makeup at all. It's just that's my brand. And I show up, and Helen has her makeup full on, beautiful eyeshadow. And I'm like, seriously?
Yeah, you said that, and I was like, but I also had nothing to do, so it takes me a while. I usually, like, I don't do my makeup. Like, usually I have nothing on unless, like, I'm going out.
Yeah.
Or I'm taking pictures, and then it's not often.
Oh, okay.
That's usually when I do my makeup.
Oh, so. That's not bad.
Or it was Christmas. I did my makeup for Christmas.
Oh, well, it's festive. You have to. Also, I forgot a life update. So yesterday, my friends and I all got on a group FaceTime happy hour. So that was really cute. And I loved seeing them because we're living in all different parts of the country. So it was really nice. So would highly recommend a virtual happy hour if you guys haven't done so already.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. So coffee review with Dude, Let Me Tell You. So since Starbucks and Dunkin' are now more on a back burner because of the corona, I mean, I guess I could go to drive through, but that's too much work. So I want to do a flash from the past. Mm-hmm. And this was a drink that I used to get a bunch, actually, back at school. And it is a Starbucks skinny iced white mocha raspberry latte. Or I think it might have been formerly called like a raspberry white mocha. Anyway, what this beverage is espresso, skim milk, and I think like a couple or three pumps of white mocha and then three pumps or two, whatever, but it's the same amount of the raspberry flavor. Mm-hmm. And they did it originally as like a, what is it, like a season's flavor type of thing. And it was around wintertime. And let me tell you, it was really good. However, it is really sweet. Mm-hmm. So if someone were to get this, I would definitely recommend like having both flavors.
Right.
Because if not, you're getting literally double the sweetener than you typically would.
Right.
However, I do have to say that the white mocha and the raspberry do combine and make a really like pleasant flavor.
Yeah.
So I like that. However, you don't taste any sort of espresso.
It's really sweet.
Yeah. So I think like if you don't like coffee, but you're trying to get into it and you need some sort of caffeine, this would be a good drink to go toward.
Right.
However, make sure you have a big bottle of water next to you because it's just constant sugar you're drinking.
Right.
But other than that, it's pretty good.
Nice.
Just half the flavor. But if you get the typical drink that Starbucks would serve, I would give it a like 3.1 out of 5 just because it's good. And I do think the white mocha and the raspberry flavor mixes well. However, it's just way too sweet.
Right.
It just needs to be halved in the normal recipe.
Yeah, but you can't taste the coffee.
Yeah, you can't taste the coffee at all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so 3.1 out of 5, I'd go get it. Once again, it's a Starbucks white chocolate raspberry mocha.
Ooh.
Woo. All right, so topic of the week.
Yay! Well, last week, what do we do? Activities to do during Corona.
Yes. So now this time, we want to make it somewhat relevant, but also kind of like...
different and fun.
Different and fun, exactly. And like, try to take your mind off of things. So we were doing some like searching.
Mostly Ashley. I was editing my face for pictures.
Yeah, Helen was working on face tuning, yeah, selfies.
Yeah, I fixed my nose. I have a big nose.
I don't think so.
What? Yeah, I do. Okay, I keep it in the micro. I do. I like, when I take pictures, I'm like, what the frick? Let me see.
Oh my gosh. She's over exaggerating people. No. She doesn't have a big nose.
I have a big nose.
Mm-mm. It's smaller than a lot of other people's noses.
Yeah, well, my dad has
a big
nose.
About the same size as my nose. What are you talking about?
Big.
I don't think so.
Where's the one?
Anyway, so topic of the week. So we were trying to think of like different things that were trendy right now and then kind of poke fun at it or
see,
like
look at it. It's big. It just looks big.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It looks good. Whatever. Helen's being, I don't even know about her nose.
Big.
I don't think
my
so.
My dad has a big nose.
Oh my gosh.
That's where I get my big nose from.
My Lord. I don't think so.
I got a big nose.
Okay. I'm sure everybody loves hearing how Helen's nose is ginormous.
I have a big nose. All right. Well, I try editing it. Anyways, Facetune.
Yeah, great fun app. You can try learning. But anyway, so we were trying to think of like kind of what's in now and try to talk about it. Uh-huh. So, for example, we talked about last week bringing out your old video games and playing those. Mm-hmm. So Animal Crossing just came out.
Yes. Is it for every device?
I think just Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
So I don't know any cheats in that. However, I was trying to look up something for the podcast today, and I Googled some cheats that you could do. Mm-hmm. And the one that came up, which was really interesting, was you're able to make 99,999 bells doing this cheat. And for those of you that don't know, bells are the form of currency, and you try to use the currency to then pay off Tom Nook, who builds the homes and everything. He pretty much monopolizes.
I was like, what are you saying?
the whole game. He monopolizes all of the businesses in the game, except for the fashion place. Yeah. But anyway, he builds your house, and you have to pay him back.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to make this amount of money, it said to raise 50,000 bells on your own, whether you fish, you can sell fossils, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And it said to put it in a savings account instead of paying off your mortgage right away. Mm-hmm. And when you put it in your savings account and then you save it, log off, and then when you log back on, you switch the time frame up. So you add 25 years to your current time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you wake up, your savings interest builds up so much that you make 99,999 bells.
And nothing else changes besides that, right?
You might have a few more weeds.
Oh.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
So there you go. And then you're that much closer to paying off your mortgage.
25 years in the future.
Ooh.
That's cool.
Yeah, so there's that. Let's see. I also looked up cheats to Mario Kart. So one of the things that stuck out to me was if you're in first place and you see the blue shell coming to get you if you're in first. For those of you that don't know, that blue shell comes in, it hits you, you blow up, and then it gives people who are behind you if you're in first to catch up. However, what this cheat said was if you get the warning for the blue shell, you just break. And yes, the people in front of you will go past you. However, the blue shell will bomb them and not you, and you'll be able to drive past them anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also trying to look up, so not only are video games kind of trendy at this time, I looked on trendhunter.com, and what that is a website that tracks different trends that are happening in the market, whether in business and marketing, in technology, you name it. They'll come up with a list of 100 new technology trends in March.
Right.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a rabbit hole to go down, that's not YouTube. That is a rabbit hole. You can keep going. Trendhunter.com.
Okay.
And one of the top 100 trends recently that I thought was kind of interesting was it was a portable bidet. So bidet, the modern bidet is getting to be a big deal. And if you haven't been out shopping lately, you may not know, but toilet paper and paper towels are getting hoarded at home and cleared out of all of these supermarkets or department stores.
Crazy.
I know. So the modern bidet is coming into play. And not only this, but like if you get a portable bidet, it looks like a think of like an electric toothbrush that just shoots water into your behind, and you can bring it around with you. There's other versions that look like water bottles.
So is that supposed to clean your butt?
Yeah, a bidet. Yeah, it cleans your booty hole.
Oh,
but with water.
How do you dry?
You shake. I don't know. You just shake it clean.
Shake your booty.
It's like a shake and bake. For your butthole.
Oh.
Woo, shake it all around.
Ah.
Yeah, not... Yeah, you could.
Yeah, I'm okay without it.
So that was the most, like, interesting trend, I'd say. I don't know, have you noticed anything else, like, trending since we've been home?
No, sorry about that. I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like... Oh, my mom and I watched a movie on Amazon Prime. And usually, like, if you rent a movie, it's like $4.99. I think a lot of Amazon prices for renting movies online are going down.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the one we rented, Jumanji, like, the new one, and it was only $1.99. And she's been noticing that, like, a lot of the prices are a lot lower.
Oh, interesting.
So, we think it's because, like, Amazon knows that, like, everyone's going to be watching TV for a lot of the time. You know, we're having it on the background, whatever. Because that's what, I mean, right now, that's what I have on. I have TV on. So, I think they're lowering the prices just because they know there's going to be a huge influx of people watching.
Well, I think, was it Netflix? I read from some news, like, source that I read. And apparently Netflix had to, like, drop the quality of its streaming service in Europe because now everybody's quarantined,
right,
that they had to drop the quality so more households were able to stream more content.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I know, like, Frozen 2 on Disney Plus, I think, was released early.
Yeah, I've seen Disney Plus release a couple other movies early, too.
Yeah, because everyone's in quarantine now.
Right. And actually, what's really cool is there's a thing that we did with our friends down in Georgia. Actually, Hannah and her sister. We did a Netflix party.
Oh, cool.
So what you need to do is download, like, just Google, like, Netflix party in your browser. And once you have that, you can then, like, go onto Netflix and create a group and then send the link to your friends, and then remotely you all can log into that specific URL, and you're in that Netflix party, and you're all, like, so someone can pause it and start the movie whenever, scrub it to wherever you want to watch. And then what's cool too is you have a chat bar on the side, so you guys can talk about the movie as you're watching it.
That's so cool.
It is really cool. Netflix party, would recommend. It's a free web browser from Netflix.
Right. Nice. I like, especially nowadays, like, people doing group chat or Zoom or whatever, you know, nice to watch TV. And, you know, it's like, it's kind of like a book club, but not.
Yeah, exactly. And what's cool about that is because you're chatting about what's happening in the film.
Right.
You're not like that annoying person who's physically talking during a movie.
Right.
You're able just to make your comment on the side and then let it go.
Right. And it's not just watching a movie. It's also watching it with your friends.
Yeah.
Even though you can't be with each other.
Yeah. It's from the comfort of your own home, which is really nice.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, other things.
I feel like podcasts would become more popular nowadays for people to listen to just in their free time.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, you're staring at a screen all day for work. You don't necessarily want to keep staring at a screen later on in the day. Or maybe you do. And it's definitely nice to just, like, walk around and hear something.
Right.
Rather than, like, having to stare at something.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have been cleaning their houses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to not clean my house. I hate cleaning, but I do it. I'm not gross.
Right. I see a lot of people's stories and stuff, and I know my family has done it, so.
I mean, now's the time to do it.
Right.
I mean, my family is taken to a lot of yard work. Mm-hmm. So I know my dad the other day just cut down a dead tree that we had in our backyard.
Right.
So, I mean, I think now's the time to do all that kind of stuff. Actually, I live by a Lowe's and I drove by and that parking lot was packed.
Really?
Yeah, because now everybody's trying to do their home improvement projects.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, besides, you know, play your DS like I've been.
True. I need to get my Nintendo Switch out. It's been charging.
Ooh.
I know. Sitting over there.
And if you have other friends that have consoles too, you can play with each other remotely.
Yeah, you just have to connect on the internet or something.
Yeah, which that's not too hard.
No.
No. And I know, like, at-home workouts have been kind of trendy too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. However, I feel weak. Like I mentioned earlier with just like the body weight exercises.
In general, we know there's a lot more people outside working out a lot.
Yeah. Well, like just people outside in general because nothing is open.
Right.
And even now, like it's still nice, but it's not super warm out. So like I wouldn't expect on a normal day for a bunch of people to be outside. But now like it's kind of refreshing because people just don't want to be sitting on their butts inside.
Right.
So, yeah, so it's cool to see people outside. Actually, when we were driving around today to see about potential photo shoot places, there was this poor guy who was holding his kid in his one hand and pushing his other kid in the stroller uphill, and he looked miserable.
Yeah, he didn't look like he wanted to be there.
No. However, probably a great arm workout in case you need one.
Get two kids and then push them.
There he go. Ugh. No thanks. Not now.
Push him.
Just take your kid and push them somewhere else.
Ah, SpongeBob.
Wow. I know. I'm trying to think like what old shows are going to come back. Like my roommate and I personally like watching Jersey Shore. So we watched. So Becca and I watched a little bit of that today.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've just been watching. I just have the news on, but like. The thing with having the news on is don't get wrapped up in it. Don't try to get wrapped up in it too much because there's a whole bunch of stuff going on and there's a whole bunch of different things that people are saying. So don't get wrapped up into too much. I just like it for background.
Yeah. And ultimately, too, like there's nothing you can do. Like a lot of the stuff they talk about in the news, it's so like not that it's over our heads, but like it's so out of our control.
Right. It's also super repetitive a lot of the time.
Oh my God.
Like, do this, do that, do this, do this, do that, do this. I'm like, what the frick?
Need a drinking game? Take a sip every time someone mentions the coronavirus. I promise you will be feeling it in 15 minutes.
Not even.
Tops.
Ugh.
It's crazy. That's all they talk about. And actually, too, one of my coworkers sent through a meme.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a meme where it was like, forget the coronavirus. We're going to die on Tuesday. And it was a picture of like how they have the highs and lows for the week for the temperature.
Uh-huh.
And on Tuesday, it had the high being 774 degrees.
Oh my God.
And then the next meme that she sent was like, oh, you think we're going to die on Tuesday? Well, if we survive that, well, we're going to drown on Friday. And on Friday, it had like 400% chance of rain.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, oh my God, because everybody's paying attention to like the coronavirus. Like all of these news stations are just worried about making sure that is, you know, good to go and pristine. But then, you know, poor weather is really taking the back seat.
400% chance.
Yeah, if you survive the heat wave on Tuesday,
That's funny.
You'll be able to swim your way out of the drown on Friday. But yeah, that's that. Other than that, like, we're just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Quarantine life.
Yeah, cleaning, doing some artwork, obviously working.
I've been making salsa.
Yeah, she made some jalapeno mango salsa, right?
Yeah, however, I'm learning that mango needs to be just a little bit softer next time.
It's
or
okay.
Like a little juicier. This one was just very ripe.
I think it was still good, though.
It's good. It's just you really got to put some back into it and really crunch down on this salsa. Also, too, I like made it super chunky and not like, yeah, more fine. Maybe I should have done that.
Nah, next time.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Helen, product review with Dude, Let Me Tell You.
Okay. So, I was thinking about it, and I was like, what do I want to do? And I was like, oh, well, this coffee thing would be good. And I'm like, no, we talk about coffee all the time. So, if you have animals, okay, And I got this idea from some of my best friends, Julie and Zach. They have three cats, and they have this kitty cat water fountain, which is like super cool. And it's like a spout where the water comes out. And my cat loves to flip the water. He loves to move the bowl. He loves to play with it. He makes a huge mess. It wastes food. It gets moldy. It just doesn't work out. So I was like, I want something where he can play with it, but he can't spill the water. So I bought him a kitty cat water fountain.
Woo!
Yeah, so it's an electric water fountain with a filter, and it holds probably like a liter or something. It's pretty big. And it comes out of a little spout, and it's filtered, and it's plug-in, it's electric. And he has been, I think he's been loving it because he drinks out of it all the time. He sometimes plays with it, but he hasn't made a mess. Like, his food's not getting wet, so I'm not wasting it. The ground, the kitchen isn't getting wet. He's not wasting any water or any food. So I recommend, if you have an animal, get a water fountain for them.
Does it work for dogs too?
Yes.
It does?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, I call it the kitty cat water fountain, but they have, it's basically like if you would get one for a dog, I think it looks the same.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So it's like a huge container with a motor and a filter, and it comes up through the thing, and then there's like five different spouts of a flower where it comes out of each like hole.
Aw.
Yeah, so he likes playing with it and doesn't like, and it comes with a mat, but there's not like any messes.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what? Saves time for you to do other cool things because you're not mopping up after your pet.
No, and I'm not wasting food and money.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so social information. So you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at DudeLMTU.
Mm-hmm. And you can follow us on Facebook, on our page, our LinkedIn group, or our Pinterest, which is Dude Let Me Tell You, all spelled out.
Shoot us an email at DudeLMTU@gmail.com.
Or go to our website, DudeLMTU.com.
What?
I was going to say our Patreon account and our Redbubble account is all under Dude Let Me Tell You as well.
Yeah, be sure to reach out to us. Tell us what you think. We are here for you at the end of the day and trying to make life a little bit sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't forget, go and rate us 5 stars.
Yes.
We need to move up in the rankings.
Yes.
Yeah, that's about that. And leave a comment, please, and thank you.
Thanks.
Alrighty, so dudes and dudettes, we just told you.
All right, spread the love.